Me to Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 21. It's found on page 14 and 15. Lord's Day 21. Providentially, this lines up to be under the section of the Holy Spirit, so it's very fitting. Lord's Day 21, please respond to the questions. What do you believe concerning the Holy Catholic Church? That out of the whole human race, from the beginning to the end of the world, the Son of God, by His Spirit and Word, gathers, defends, and preserves for Himself unto everlasting life a chosen communion in the unity of the true faith, that I and forever shall remain member of this communion. What do you understand by the communion of saints? First, that believers, one and all, as members of the Lord Jesus Christ, are partakers with Him, His treasures. You abound to use His gifts readily and cheerfully for the advantage and welfare of other members. What do you believe concerning the forgiveness of sins? What do you... Christ, satisfaction, will no more remember my sins, nor the sinful nature with which I have to struggle all my life long, but graciously imputes to me the righteousness of Christ, that I may never more come into condemnation. Amen. Our focus will be on question and answer 55, but as this catechism talks about those clauses in the Apostles' Creed, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of the saints. Are those just words that we confess or words that we live by? Do we see that truth evident in our church and in our own lives? Do we understand that the Holy Catholic Church, meaning the universal Catholic Church since the Old and New Testament times, God has been gathering, has been redeeming and preserving and defending a people for Himself. That just as the same God who says to the Israelites, I am your God, you will be my people, so we see that same faithful confession of God in Revelation. I will be your God. You will be my people. And God is doing a work through the preaching of the word, through the testimony of the church to the grace that we have received in Jesus Christ. But then we get to the point of the Apostles' Creed where it says, the communion of the saints. Since we all have been gathered, since we all have been called out, because that's literally what church, the word church means. Ecclesia. Ek meaning out, ecclesia meaning called out. We are the assembly from God. Calling us out of darkness into His marvelous light. So now that we are the people of God who assemble, not only on the Lord's Day, but essentially every day, we are still the church. How do we regard one another in utilizing the gifts that God has given us for the edification, for building up one another in the church? That's what the Catechism highlights. As members of the Lord Jesus Christ, are partakers with Him in all His treasures, all His gifts. Knowing that individually we have received all of these advantages of being in Christ, being forgiven, being redeemed, being a part of His adopted family. But all of these gifts that God has given us are not meant for us to just run solo, to be islands that we just, you know, we gather once a week and then we kind of just we go our own ways the rest of the week. We are still the body of Christ even after we depart from the Lord's worship service. The question is, how do we utilize all of the gifts that God has given us? And in fact, the catechism goes even stronger to not only recognize that we have gifts, but to that one must feel himself bound to use his gifts readily and cheerfully for the advantage and welfare of other members. Now, of course, we don't take this to be authoritative because it comes from the Heidelberg Catechism, but this teaching comes from the Word of God. You look at 1 Corinthians 12 when Paul talks about the body of Christ and how the one body has many members, many parts. And so you read that chapter as a whole and you see how, don't get caught up in all the details of, well, what part of the body am I? Am I the finger? Am I the foot? The message of what Paul is getting across is that we are, first of all united in the same Christ, the same Holy Spirit. But we are also all distinct. There's not a sense of uniformity where we all just are cookie-cutter Christians. God has called us out of our own context, of our own lives, out of our own stories, out of our own experiences that are not like your other brother next to you. But nevertheless, the same truth, we all submit to the same Word, the same Christ, the same Holy Spirit. And we are to utilize what God has given us for the advantage, for the benefit of our brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ. To reflect the unity and also to reflect the diversity within the one body of Jesus Christ. And this is something we must be readily be able to use and cheerfully able to use for the benefit of our brothers and sisters in Christ, because the fact of the matter is, the church, I've often said this, but the church is not a gym membership. The church is not a Costco membership where you just, you get into it because you get it what's in it for you. But if you don't like, something about it somewhere along the way, you can just kind of walk away and go and view the church as a consumeristic product. And I unfortunately, so many Christians view the church that way. We view ourselves as a consumer. The church is the product. If it doesn't satisfy my needs, well, I'm just going to keep going until I find the right church that gels with me. And so, but when you are a part of a church, when you are part of the community, you are part of the covenant community. That we have this bond. We don't just get to leave for any superficial reason because we don't feel like it or because it doesn't, we don't gel with a certain individual or something like that. But we bear one another's burdens. We utilize our gifts for the benefit of one another's needs. And we have to recognize that and embrace that for God's glory and honor. So let's conclude our Lord's Day 21 with that.